Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. This morning's meditation, how do you feel? Is it very quiet? Very still, like activity or very still. So when everything is as it is, within nature, there is peace. Because everything happened because of harmony. Then you start to understand in that silence later on, as you come out of it, your mind is free. You know why is it free or not? Maybe I use this to explain a bit. Let's say your mind, the brain, can collect a lot of things in there. So how to draw brain? I also don't know how to draw. So this is the brain. So what does this brain do? What does your brain do? Through memory cell, you remember things in there. That's why you go and put it there. Where you try to remember, accumulate. So after you meditate for a long time, or you are in this heedful state for a long time, mindful state, do you realize or not, your mind is more clear of things? Do you realize or not? Less mental activity there. You mean you people never feel that? Then what are you doing here? Your mind will be less thought, clear, less think. So what happens is, I give you an example. Let's say this brain is like a table. Let's say this table. You look at this table. We put everything here and there because it's the order, understand? Then everything is orderly put in there. Then when you see, you straight away recognize it's the author, isn't it? Yes or not? Then let's say this is not an author. This is your house study table. What do you put there? Unless you're very organized. Your book also here, one there, one open already, throw here, throw there. Then coffee also there, then you spill. Let's say this one, you didn't arrange it nicely, orderly, then everything is not in a state of harmony. What happened? Everything all over, understand? Then do you have space? You don't have space there. So like now, how to move? When you move, you have to be very careful. That's why no freedom, understand? But if you arrange it nicely, not so bad, understand? Like you categorize it and all things. Then you see, you want to light the candle to continue the offering, you can. Then very orderly, you go, you can. But let's say all this is in a mess. Especially when you want to look for your books and all those things, you don't know where they are. Because you didn't categorize, you didn't put it orderly. But the easier one is, there is nothing on the table. Clear? Space. Space means what? No obstruction. No resistance. What I want to do, I can do. Then I got clarity. Oh, I got space. You got things. Okay, you can put here. Like my house author. They buy all this. They want to put there so that they can have it like they call it. They say you put in a temple. Kai Guang. They think Kai Guang. It's not Kai Guang. Because there people pay respect, the calm energy, the good energy, mango chanting, understand? So temple, the vibration are better. That's why they do the water at the church, the temple, the spiritual place. If you got virtuous people, good mind, the crystal come out very nice. You realize that? The water crystal, you forgot already. So you, whatever you put it in, it will have its harmony. Then it come out very nice because the vibration is very soothing. You put it in the what they call polluted area with all the noise and all things. The crystal come out haphazard one. And do you know 80% of your body is water? If you subject it to all the heedless thinking, this fear, worry, anxiety, this nonsense, you get sick or not? Your cell all mutate, understand or not? The crystal all not nice one. But if you listen to soothing music, peaceful chanting, everything, a lot of harmony, understand? Inside there, a lot of harmony, order, and all those things. So similarly, how you actually use your brain and how you have space in your brain is equivalent to what I explained to you. When you have space means what? You can put a lot of things, understand? Then you can move around. You can do what you want with that space. Then there is clarity. I want to look, I know already. But if you got not much space, you need all this memory, at least categorize it, understand? Put it nicely. Otherwise, like your garden, you don't take care what happened. The weed grow all over. Sometimes they bring their dog for a walk, they dispose all the dirty thing there. Then you yourself also put in all the rubbish there. Then your whole house become what? Your garden become what? All the weed, all the rubbish dump. Then when all the weed grow, you don't take care. What happened to your garden? You go in also difficult to go in. There's a lot of nonsense. Your brain, no order is like that. When you put it in order, there is order. Order means what? The word O-R-D-E. What is order? Is this order? When the country is in order, what happened? Harmony, prosperous, good. When the country is not in order, chaos, riot, problem, understand not? When your brain is not in order, when your mind is not in order, what happened? Chaotic, understand not? Worry, anxiety, fear, then panic. There are all sorts of panic attack, whatever, everything, because that mind is not peaceful, not calm. Why? When there is disorder, you scared people rob you, understand? You scared you get affected. Then your family member go out also scared, understand? That type of mind, I tell you, is suffering. You know why it's suffering? The third ring after you get married. So if you don't develop order, you get into big trouble. And the best thing is space. If let's say I have space, I can do what I want. I can just walk freely. I can move. I'm relaxed. Isn't it? If no space means what? Let's say this hall, packed with people, packed with all the rubbish, your brain. Then how can I move? I cannot move with that. I cannot move with that. Everywhere I have to be careful with that. Then I slow everything down with that. That is not the way. When I have space, I have clarity. If I want to move, I move. Then nothing obstructs me. And you know what are these things that you put there to obstruct you in your brain? Of course, memory. But what type of memory? That one is one of them. Some more? Of course, that one part of it. But what I'm trying to tell you is, you hold on to a lot of views, opinion, rites and ritual, tradition, belief system that make you restricted, cannot move. Let's say in life, okay? Chi gui bua. You know why chi gui bua? Goes there. You believe that? You want to go out, your mother say, don't, goes there. So, how? Dare not move. They even want to go out also scared, fear. This is what I mean by obstruction. Cannot move. Understand? Then, let's say you are a Christian. Go to temple. Cannot. I'm a Christian. These are the things you put in your brain. Understand? Your belief system, your right and ritual. You don't investigate. You don't find out. You fear everything. What is there to fear? Understand? Then eerie place, dark place, got ghosts. This is your tradition, isn't it? Your Chinese tradition. When you're young, your parents tell you, hey, don't go to dark place. Why? Got ghosts one. Don't go to cemetery. Ukui one. But the Westerner, the Christian, they go to cemetery, it's like go picnic, you know. Huh, very nice one. Because they got God there, understand? So, it's how you get yourself into all this conditioning. Oh, got to go breakfast. That's why you must have space. When you have space, you don't think so much. And that space is what? Space is what? Clarity. Freedom. Harmony. Understand now? That's why when we talk about meditation, space is tranquility, stillness. No thought. Understand now? So space means no thought. Silent. Silent. Stillness. Peace. And all the thing. So you're supposed to meditate to develop this understanding. When you are here for a long time, your brain, your all this fear all gone. Because every day you subject yourself to what? Chanting, vibration, faith, spiritual faculty. You understand? You don't know this 9 days, you fatat also, you don't know. You thought what? Oh, I come for a retreat. Ayo. If you think negatively, you know what I say? So cold, you know. Every morning got to wake up so early, you know. Then the food also vegetarian, no. Mo nasi lemak, mo kayo, mo bak kut teh, mak kway itu mo. You go and think like that. You come for retreat, you make your mind full of craving. And you are not at peace. Why? Because your mind recall through memory and think of all these things. You are here, no. Clear comprehension of suitability is what? You are here. Don't go and project your thought. You project your thought means what? You think of Petaling Jaya, Cha Kway Teow Wey, and all those things. You're not supposed to do it. You're supposed to train your mind to have space, to have order. Now you understand? Don't go and put all those rubbish, right and ritual, belief system, tradition. You go and put inside, restrict you. This one dare not do, that one dare not do. Like yesterday, somebody come. We talk about feng shui, remember? Then the understand. Then later he said, "Hey, brother, you heard of one thing? Sip tai shui. You heard of this?" I say, whatever you sip, you don't take care karma. I tell you, sorry. So clear, isn't it? Then why all this restrict you? Then sometimes you bad luck. Maybe I didn't follow my mother. I didn't sip tai shui. Then you go and sip. You didn't sip enough. He say, all this type of. What are you doing? You might as well sip your own pocket. That one, at least you can use it when you need money. You go and do all this without understanding, you end up like that. So meditation is not just Dhamma. You don't know how to apply, you don't know how to see what happened to you, why your brain become like that. So now, do you love yourself? 80% water, have right thought, have good vibration, develop all the spiritual faculty, all those that have peace, don't resist anything, no more negativity. Can you understand? It's for your own good, understand? See this, okay? Okay, go for breakfast. A lot of you yawning already. Okay, go for breakfast.